And then you're going to go to another place. So again, this is a very wide-ranging discussion about what constitutes an interruption. So again, here we have it by tzitzis. You put on one tzitzis and then you put on the other one. Let's say the most practical case, as we've been discussing, is a tzitzis and then a talis gadol, a talis. So would it be good enough one bracha, or do you have to make two brachas? Now that brings us again at the end of page 3, test vav. So it's a famous halacha. Im nafla, next page, taliso shlomi is kaven. Let's say your talis fell off. Right? It just fell off. You didn't have any intent. You didn't intend to take it off. It fell off, right? It's very interesting. I think I mentioned a few months ago I bought a new talisim. So I told you all the stories about that. Mm-hmm. But it's very interesting. They make different weaves now of talis. They never used to make that. You know, I just had a talis. But they make talisim now that the weave is so they don't fall off as easily. Believe it or not. I mean, that they're better weave. It's very interesting. I always saw the older people when they did, you know, you bring the four tzitzis together. But when they brought the two back tzitzis, you used to stand up, you know, and bring it together. Now I realize why. My old talus started separating by the stripes. And I think it's because usually I lifted, I picked myself, but sometimes I didn't. And it probably caused stress on that part of the tzitzis of the talus, and it started separating. Became a problem. So so we have all these fancy talisim, but it wasn't that way. And so, or even now, I don't know. So let's say the talus just slips off. Just slips off. The chozer misasef, so obviously you put it back on. So then the Mechaber says, Sarach Levarech, you have to make a new bracha. So you're going to say, why do I have to make a new bracha? You know, like, why? So the Mishnah Brura explains, if you look in Lamed Tes, Shlomi Iskaven, now again, you didn't intend anything, it just fell off. V'afilu Madeh Paskinan Behesir Taliso Al Das Lach Zero Ein Sarach Levarech. Even according to those who say that if you took off your talus in order to put it back on, right, you had, we'll talk about the case. Exactly, we should have talked about that. That was in the Mishnah Berurah, I wanted to do that, actually. In the previous halacha, in Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Zayin, it's a very long Mishnah Berurah, going back to what we were talking about before, you have to make a new bracha when there's a break, right? So in other words, here we're talking about a hefsek. A hefsek means an interruption. So I made a bracha on the talus, on let's say the tzitzis, and then, I don't know, whatever I did, I went somewhere, I waited a certain amount of time. So does that constitute a hefsek? Does that constitute an interruption that would necessitate that I have to make a new bracha when I put on the talus? So now again, we should have covered this, but in the last halakha in Lamed Zayin, Mishnah Berurah Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah talks about how about somebody's wearing a talus and you go to the bathroom. So you take off the talus, you have in mind, right, to go to the bathroom and come out. So the Mishnah Berurah says in that case, that since at the time when you took it off, you had in mind, remember that was one of the factors that we were talking about yesterday. Oops, sorry about that. One of the factors we were talking about yesterday that is important to consider when we're talking about break interruption. That is, did you have in mind to interrupt, or did you have a mind to continue with whatever it is? Let's say the here bracha of the mitzvah putting on tzitzis. So again, the Mishnah Berurah brings down. So since at the time when you took it off, you had a mind to put on the tzitzis back back on again, And that's what you did. You went to the bathroom and then you put the tzitzit back on, or the talus, let's say. So that would not, the taking off of the talus would not be considered a hefsek. And you would not have to make a new bracha. And Mishnah Berurah says an amazing thing. And even if you were Mishana Makom, right, even if you changed places, right, let's say you went into the bathroom, right? You're in, again, the old days, right? When you went to the bathroom, you didn't. It wasn't in this place, right? You had to go to an out. Remember when we had the bathrooms outside while we were building? You know, like, so it would be that good in those days. So again, in that case, the Mishnah Berurah says you would not have to make a new bracha. Now again, this is a very interesting discussion. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down another case. Here we're talking about, right now we're talking about tzitzis, but let's say tefillin. Let's say in the middle of davening, you have to go to the bathroom, right? It happens. So you take off your towels, you take off your tefillin, you go to the bathroom. So now we're coming out that when you come back out and you want to put on your towels again, you do not have to make a new bracha. But Meretz Hashem will learn, but when you put on the tefillin again, you do have to make a new bracha. So what's the difference? By talis, we say go in the bathroom. It's not considered as a chadas, and it's not, and so therefore, since you had a mind to put it on right away, put them back, the tzitzis back on right away, so you do not have to make a new bracha. But by tefillin, you do. So Mishnah Berurah gives a very interesting split. There's a difference between the two. Talis, tzitzis, you could wear in the bathroom. You decide to take it off. I don't know, for whatever reason. Well, we'll see why the reason. Whereas by tefillin, you can't wear tefillin in the bathroom. So therefore, you had to take it off. So since you're not allowed to wear tefillin at that time, that is considered an interruption. You have to make a new bracha. Talis, tzitzis, you can wear in the bathroom. So even though you decided to take it off, but still, again, you had in mind to put it back on, and that is not interrupted by going to the bathroom because technically you could wear tzitzis in the bathroom. Now, it's very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah, it's a very interesting language in the Mishnah Berurah. Again, we're still in Lamed Zayin, it's a very long Mishnah Berurah. He says, Masha enkim betalis, the medina eino osur. That really a talis, the halacha is you could wear in a bathroom. Now listen to this. Rak de eino nachon lasos kein. It's not proper to do that. Again, we walk into the bathroom with tzitzis, right? When the talis comes, wearing a talis, because a talis is usually like an object that we use for davening, exclusively for davening. So then, it's not awesome, but it's not nice. Not nachon. It's not nachon, right? The Rashi always used to, Zekasag Rock used to emphasize to us about doing something that's bilti no'os, something that's not nice. You know, certainly you went through something that's awesome. But, you know, something that's not nice, you're not supposed to do something that's not nice either, right? Even though it's not usur. So here it's, I don't know, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not nochon, it's not nice, right? It's an object that's used for davening, right? Our talis katan is not used for davening, we wear it all the time. But a talis, you know, basically we only wear it during davening times. You know, wear it in the bathroom. So you can wear it just in the bathroom, but it's not nice. So therefore, if you take it off, okay, that's because you want to be nice. It's not usur. And therefore, Mishnah Berurah says, it's not considered. And then he says, "V'dat di im be'es apshita lo hayadato lil bosh miyad rak la'achar zman." When you took off the talis or the tzitzis or whatever it may be, you did not have in mind to put it on right away, just maybe after a time. So even though you went back and put it on right away, everyone, kule amma, the Mishnah Berurah says, everyone agrees, you have to go back and make a new bracha. Again, because what was in your mind, your intention was that you're not going to wear it for a long time. And I think Mr. Friedman asked yesterday, well, where do we draw the line? How much is a long time? So I did a little research, And the Rav Vosner, who passed away a few years, the Shevet HaLevi, he brings down from the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. The first Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote, they call it the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, wrote that it only like hours, 2-3 hours. So the Shevet HaLevi asks, he says, well, like, where, I don't know if he's saying, where do you get it from? Or, like, where do you draw the line? Let's say it's an hour and 59 minutes. You know, like, sounds like an hour. It sounds like a long time to me. Again, in my humble opinion, but, you know, a very humble opinion. But again, so we don't see really anywhere. Again, at least here we have a source. At least the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says 2-3 hours. But again, I don't know where we draw the line, and it seems like nobody's so clear where we draw the line.
It sounds like a similar situation on Yom Kippur.
I mean, you go to the bathroom or during a mincha break?
Yeah.
During mincha break. Yeah. So that would be the question. But see, we'll see.
I'm sorry. Now I know why we didn't do this. Because we should have done, I'm very sorry, we should have done Yudalit. We didn't do Yudalit.
I'm sorry, I went to Tezvav. Let's go back, I'm sorry. In Pasha Taliso, so Machamah says, if you took off your talis, afilo hayadata laksar lisate bo, even if I had a mind to put it back on, tzarech levar kishyasar v'yisatev. You have to make a new bracha once you take it off. Again, this will help us understand next place where it falls off. But this is what I want to get to. So the Rama says, V'yesha omrim. Some say, Sheim avarchem, im haya badato laksar lisate bo. Some people say that if you take off your talis, and you had in mind to put it back on in short order, again, let's see what short order is, we just discussed that. So then they say, you don't have to make a new bracha. V'yesh omrim, and some say, davka kishinishara lav talis katan v'hachi nogim. And then the Rama says, that some say that the only time you don't have to make a new bracha if you took off your talis, had in mind to put it back on again in short order, is if you're still wearing a talis katan. So in other words, case is I put on my talis and then I took it off. I had in mind to put it back on, let's say, like I said before, I jumped the gun a little, but let's say I go to the bathroom. Now I come back. Do I have to make a new bracha? The Machaber would say yes. The Rama says no. Then the Rama says, and another opinion is that if I'm still wearing my tzitzis, my talis katan, then I wouldn't have to. And that's the way the Mishnah Berurah comes out. Mishnah Berurah comes out like this, Yesh Ormim, that if you're wearing tzitzis, so that it helps, again, so that you'd have to have two factors. Number one, you're wearing tzitzis. Number two, that when you took off the talis, you had in mind that you'll put it off, put it back on soon, so then you don't make a new bracha. And that's the way we paskin, is that keeping your tzitzis on makes a difference.
Keeping, because das is continuous on that?
That's right. Because the mitzvah is continuing. Right.
So the Rama holds by both yesh omrims?
Yes. In other words, we don't make a new bracha. But that specifically, again, you have to have two factors. Number one, you have to have in mind that you're going to put it on soon. And number two, that you were wearing a talis katan.
But the fact he says on each one, each omrim, doesn't mean there's others that say not?
Yeah, the Machaber says not, right? The Machaber says you take it off, you have to put, make a new bracha.
That's if you start your
Rashi. Yeah.
What difference does it make if it fell off by accident or by...
Now we could go on and say I took it out of order. Let's go on. So now we can you're right, we can understand Tesvav a little better. I'm sorry. Im nafla taliso, let's go on to Tesvav, to what we started. If the talis fell off Shlomim Iskavim without any intent. Shlomim Iskavim. Chozom Isatev, and then you go back and you're going to put the talis back on. Sarkle Bark. So you have to make a new bracha. And the Machaber continues. Vushanafla Kula. That's if it completely fell off, which happens, you know. Aval imno lo nafla kula, but if it didn't completely fall off, aval pi shenafla ruba, even though most of it fell off, Ein Tzarich L'Varach. Then you don't have to make a new bracha. So let's take this slow. So now, the last halacha we said that if you, Machaber said that if you took off your talis, even if you had in mind to put it on right away, according to the Machaber, not according to Rama, according to the Machaber, you have to make a new bracha. Here, if it fell off on its own, and right, things have a mind of their own, and it fell off by itself, so then you have to make a new bracha. Let's say if it completely fell off, which happens. Now, it's interesting here, the Rama doesn't say anything. Right? The Rama doesn't comment anything. He doesn't say, but if you're still wearing your tzitzis, your talis katan, then you don't have to. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, you're right, because here, in this new case where it falls off on its own, that's worse than the previous halacha where you took it off. Why? So Mishnah Berurah Lama tests. Shalom is coming. So again, the second halacha, one, the first halacha is you took it off and you had a mind to put it back on. Test Vav is it had a mind of its own and it fell off on its lonesome by itself. So then, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Well, filu ma'ad baskinan de behisir talaso al das lach zero ein tzarich l'varach." Even according to those opinions, like the Rama, who says that if you took it off and you had in mind, like we learned before, to put it back on, you do not have to make a new bracha. Bezegar yoser. The second case is worse. If it fell off on its own, is worse. That even according to those opinions that say that if you had in mind to take it off, you do not have to make a new bracha. If it fell off on its own, you do have to make a new bracha. Why? Da nafla b'lo das. It fell off without any intent. Ve'azala mitzvaso. So the mitzvah flew away. Ve'afil nishar alav talis katan lo mahani. And the Mishnah Berurah says very clearly, even if you're wearing a talis katan, it does not help. Okay, we'll continue this in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. A little more about falling talisim. Okay, but we'll continue this tomorrow, Blinder.